Just when you thought it had all got to where it's supposed to be, technology-wise, something new comes along. In the last 2 years, it said that we've seen 10 years of technological change. In the next 10 years, we're likely to see 100 years of change. They're astounding figures. Maurice Mislawski, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Brendan.
Is that really true? Do you know, I mean, like, that's a lot of change, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I think it is. I actually think we're going to see a bit more. If you put it into perspective, the Google search that most of us are used to now is all of 10 years old. That's it.
Wow.
The internet that we're all absolutely used to and much of business and personal life is geared around is 15 years old.
Absolutely.
So when you take those kinds of things into account and extrapolate forward, we're in for a huge change over the next decade or so.
It is true though, isn't it? You know, we sort of like find something new. Like it was my birthday during the week, and I got this
happy
little
birthday.
Thank you very much. I got this little MP3 player, you know, from my family, and the things that it does, I thought, how could they possibly come up with that?
Isn't it incredible? You were talking about the moon before, and literally, most of the power that most of us have in our mobile phone now, the computer power, is far bigger than the computer they used to put the man on the moon.
You're joking.
No, absolutely. The computer they used to put man on the moon was one of those big, big things. It took up many, many rooms and had all that fancy air conditioning and all those valves and things around it, and was very plain and simple compared to what we can do out of our little mobile phone now. Forget the laptops and normal computers. So we've certainly come a long way, and you're right about those little MP3 players. They're wonderful.
Yeah, well, and mobile phone technology and, you know, everything else that goes with that. You know, we've been talking about Twitter as well, and,
yeah,
you know, that's amazing
that
technology. Oh, well and truly. Mate, how I try and put open my mind up and think, you know, just looking around the kitchen, you know, what can they change? Like, how can they change a toaster? How can they change a kettle? You know, how can they change an iron? A microwave, yeah, that's sort of like think, yeah, there could be some changes in that. But what is around the corner?
There are lots of augmentations or little changes on them. The end result is going to be pretty much the same. Toast will still be toast when we have it. But toasters, for instance, are going to be able to look, are going to be able to take the piece of bread and work out exactly the colour that you want it at, and how hot, and, you know, how cold, and how soft, and all the rest, and be able to do that with it as well. So our toasters will be more predictive, but it's more about how this technology is going to be able to work together. And what we're going to find over the next decade or so is that these appliances will actually begin to talk to each other and in a strange way be able to recognize you. And what I mean by that is if you walk up to your coffee machine, for instance, in a few years' time, it'll know it's you and it'll know how you like your coffee, how you want to brew, and it'll start to make it that way for you. So if you've got one of those fancy cappuccino machines, don't be surprised if you walk past, go up to it, ask for a cup, and it knows exactly what you're asking for.
Wow.
The fridges are the same. The fridges and the cupboards are really interesting. They're talking about being able to recognize what's inside both of them and thereby giving you a shopping list of things you might have to buy. But more importantly, or more interestingly perhaps, is if you want to make something that evening and you're not sure what to make, the kitchen will actually know the taste of the family. It'll know what's in the cupboard and it'll give you a whole lot of suggestions based on the ingredients that you have currently in your home, and if you want, it'll start to make things for you. So it'll actually turn on the appliances, or it'll show you where the food is in the fridge, or show you where it is in the cupboard by lighting up or doing something significant to it. So it's those kinds of things that we're seeing a lot of work being done on now. The really personalization, the really personalized things around the home is where it's all headed.
Goodness me. The internet and shopping lists in the fridge as well, that's almost a reality now. Now, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I was with Microsoft only this in the last week and looking at some of their materials, and they're beginning to talk about this shopping list we just spoke about coming out of the home, coming out of the fridge and the cupboard, and following you into a supermarket. So when you go into that supermarket on something like what we have a mobile phone now, although it'll be many generations forward from that, it'll actually know that you're in the supermarket. It'll bring that list from the home, so it'll know what's missing, and it'll be able to guide you around the supermarket and show you what you want in your shopping list, show you where in in the supermarket those items are, be able to comparison shop for you, so if it knows it's cheaper down the road, be able to tell you that as well, and be able to help you navigate the supermarket and then walk out of the supermarket without going to the cash register, because that mobile phone device will have all the money built into it, so it'll automatically just debit and credit as it needs to do.
Well, even online supermarkets are becoming more commonplace, aren't they?
They are, and that's been a cultural change. That's been around for a little while, but we as Australians in particular didn't take to it very well, and it's taken many, many years for that to become almost mainstream. Some of the supermarket chains are still struggling with trying to make a dollar out of it now.
I know one of the chains are about to launch something new, but we'll hear more about that soon, I guess.
We will.
We're talking to Morris Mizalowski. He's a trend futurist. His website is Morris Your Eye on the Future. Is that right?
It is.
MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. Mate, what other things are likely to be happening, you know, in say in the next 5 years or so?
If we're looking particularly at houses, we're seeing some interesting things happening around the way houses are being built. We need to temper it, of course, and say 12 years from now, many of us are going to be living in the same kinds of houses. But for instance, in Dubai, they're building property right now. It's literally going up as we speak. Buildings that rotate, they physically rotate, and they rotate towards the sun or away from it or towards a particular aspect or view that you might want to have. And it does it by voice command. So you literally stand inside your house and you say, take me away from the sun, and it does. You say, close the blinds and all those things that we're used to, and it does all of that. That's high-end, really expensive, but I think we're going to begin to see some of that into our homes now. Not so much the rotation, but more that voice command into our homes. So that could be quite interesting. And when we talk about the house in general, we talked about house recognition before, but the house will know you. So the thing about keys, for instance, will become a nonsense within about 10 or 15 years, and the house will just welcome you. It'll know who you are and bring you into the house. And also put that house into a state that you like. So it'll turn on the air conditioning or the heating, make it right for you. It'll put on your favourite music or your television or whatever else it knows you like to do at that particular time. It can run the bath and do all of that. So we're going to find a lot more personalised homes, cars, retail outlets, and that's the push for the next 5 to 10 years.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, what about, just quickly, the global recession? Where do you think we are generally in Australia, and what's the future?
Sure. My view on that is this, that in Australia we are far better off than anywhere else in the world. That doesn't mean we're well off, and we're certainly hurting, and all those things are a given. But I'd rather go through the recession in Australia than in the States or in Europe.
Yep.
I predict that by the end of this year, and I said this last year, I think by the end of this year we will start to see a glimmer at the end of the tunnel, and it won't be an oncoming train. And we'll do that because, to me, it's human nature. We're going to begin to accept what we have now. It'll become normal again. And I think one of the greatest issues at the moment is this psychological harm that's being done. We're all very frightened of spending money. We're all very frightened of what might happen. And I think that we're going to ease up a bit towards the end of the year.
To talk to you, I hope we can talk again soon. It's very interesting stuff.
And to you, look forward to it. Nice have a great day.
Nice to have you on the Sunday Cafe. Morris's website is Morris, your eye on the future.com. This is the Sunday Cafe on 6.